You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This market wrap is brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
Let's move into a conversation around what did move your money in today's session. We've got Ness and I, a portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities. A gloomy day, Ness and I described a little earlier, just like the weather, if we look at what happened on the JSC. What has chilled sentiment towards stocks today?
Yeah, good evening, Fifi. To continue your metaphor about the weather, I think a few of us are seeing the clouds starting to gather, and perhaps there's a storm on the horizon, because today's market action, if it was not for the recovery in the Naspers share price that we saw on the back of an improved Tencent performance in China, we would have actually finished on all sectors. We would have finished in the red. Mm. And it surprised me a little bit, I must be honest, because the commodity prices were a bit stronger. Of course, we had BHP Billiton's update as well, which I think threw a little bit of cold water at 7 o'clock in the morning, because they were down production-wise across most commodities, except possibly oil. But remember, oil's recovering supply-wise. So it's not surprising that they would have had higher volumes in oil, but the rest of the commodities seem to be on a big ghost low. So I'm not sure, how to interpret today's actions, you know, whether to sit on the sidelines or whether to use this as a potential buying opportunity. But right now, I think I would be a little bit circumspect when it comes to the JSE.
Yeah, I mean, just to contextualize what happened yesterday, which was quite significant, so the fact that we have China's economy, the second largest economy in the world, one of the most significant economies for Africa and South Africa, slowing down a lot faster than was expected. And I'm just wondering to what degree you and your fellow peers in the market have had to reconfigure your expectations around the performance of these companies and the knock-on effects that they could experience as a result of China losing steam. Perhaps is that what is happening on the JC, Nesson?
Yeah, potentially that could be a reason why there's this, it's a mild sort of apathy, disinterest. I think a lot of what happens in China, you know, seems to motivate sentiment on the JC, as you quite rightly pointed out. And, the sort of high frequency data, of course, you can't use one data point and extrapolate. I mean, one needs to be careful about that. But I think the last sort of few data points are beginning to show slower production numbers out of China, weaker sentiment. And I think that is never a good sign, to leverage your investments anyway, even on resources or even in the life of Naspers, anything associated with the growing Chinese economy. So I think pointed out there, I think that could potentially be one of the reasons why a lot of people are going slow. And of course, I mean, the U.S. earnings season has just kicked off. So far, so good, I must say. It's been a pleasant surprise in a lot of ways. I think a lot of us thought maybe some of the earnings numbers would have peaked, but it's still very much early days in the earnings season of the U.S., and I think that's also giving people a little bit of reason to caution.
Mm-mm. But then the Rand, my darling Rand, are just doing all the things that needed to be done to make the pots to be found. Is strengthening quite significantly in today's session, the dollar seemingly falling back. So what has driven all the attention towards the currency? And are we strengthening alone, or is this something that we are seeing across the emerging market basket?
Yeah, I think it's a sign of sort of where the dollar is more than anything else. The Rand obviously has weakened quite substantially, and I think we should put that in context. You know, during the course of the year, you know, at the beginning of the year, you remember we were at 13.50, 13.60, and then we had that dramatic drop, closer to 15.30. So it's not surprising that we will see a little bit of a pullback on the Rand. But I think the concerns right now, especially the inflationary concerns around the U.S. dollar, look at where the oil price is, for example, big, big a driver of global inflation. Pump prices in the U.S. hitting $3. You can imagine what the headlines are doing, to investor sentiment out there as regards the dollar. So I think you're seeing the rand enjoy a little bit of a tailwind of that, like all other emerging markets. But these things, one needs to be careful. These things can be very short-lived, as you know, Phoebe.
All right. Nathan, thanks so much for your time. Stay warm. It's cold out there, my friend. Nathan Nair, the portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities.
This market wrap was brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
When Imperial approached us about enabling their South African operations to become a gateway to the continent, we knew they needed a partner with on-the-ground insight. A partner that would help them become a company that connects trade flows into and out of Africa as it supports the development of the continent and her people. By connecting Imperial with AfroPulse and Willerton Group, Standard Bank helped facilitate a broad-based black economic empowerment deal that resulted in them achieving 51% black ownership and 30% black women ownership. A deal that's aligned to Imperial's purpose of connecting Africa and the world as it improves lives with access to quality products and services. A deal that'll enable active economic participation and empower Africa's people. If you're ready to put yourself on the map, visit us at standardbank.com/CIB. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.